You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello, football friends. This is your number one friend, your best football friend, Alex Mearns, and I am here with The Football Hour. And guess what? Guess what? We have got footballers' love letters coming up. Yes. This is the part of The Football Hour when I can really let my feelings be known for my love for certain players or when a certain player scores an amazing goal. Oh, yes. It really does make me feel a tingle inside. And I know it's often hard for men to open up about their feelings. Yes, it is. We don't say that often, but it's true. But if you ask a man to talk about his love towards one of his favourite players or a goal his team scored, we turn into Billy Shakespeare, Keats, E.E. Cummings, or Jamie Carragher talking about Liverpool. The words rush out of us like nothing else in life. Football holds the key to our emotions. So, the other day, I was scrolling through Twitter, minding my own business, and whack, there it was. The England FA uploaded that David Beckham goal against Greece. And you know what, football friends? It made me a bit excited. Then, weirdly, this song by Al Green came on the radio. If I were you, I'd write a letter. I'll tell the world just how I feel. Yes, that's it, I thought. I'll write a love letter to Sir David of Beckhamshire, DB7, Golden Balls, something I'm sure has been done hundreds or maybe thousand times before, but not like this, Football Hour friends. So this letter is addressed to Mr. D. Beckham, Flat 1, Bexville, Curvetown, London, England. This is Footballers' Love Letters. I hope you enjoy it, David. Dear Mr. Beckham, I hope I find you well. But then again, even if you were knocking on death's door, you'd still look better than every bloke under the hot sun. How are the kids? Brooklyn seems to be doing something with photography. Sounds decent. If he ever needs any extra models, I'm free most weekends. Just tell him to give me a bell on my private number. He should have it. Well, if he unblocks me. Cheers and thank you. The others okay? Tom Cruise, Harper's Bazaar, the girl? Probably back at school, I imagine. Out of your hair until half term. Oh, the luxury of being you, David. So, DB, it is such a proud moment to be actually writing you a letter. You probably get this all the time, but you were my hero growing up. The amount of money my poor mum and dad must have spent on wet hair gel so I could try and recreate that 2002 Mohican hairstyle you had. It probably nearly bankrupt the Mearns clan, but it was obviously all worth it. I had the best Mohican in primary school. Oh, David. Coming on to England matters, I always used to love how seriously you took the national team. Most players prefer club footy, because, well, that's who pay them the big wage. But you were different. You wore the badge with pride and never let the armband drag you down. It was certainly a captain's performance in 2001 against Greece at Old Trafford. It was a tough, turgid game until, well, that thing happened. As a fan, I watch it and I replay that goal in my head all the time. But it must be on loops in your head. It's actually the most perfect of free kicks. I always thought with your free kick technique, it was all about muscle memory. You put in the practice throughout your life so that in important scenarios, like the moment against Greece, you knew and we knew we could rely on your wonderful right foot. As I remember it, we needed to win to secure qualification to the 2002 World Cup. We were up against a defensive Greek team who wanted nothing more than to spoil our party. Well, come of the hour, come of the Beckham. We won a free kick on the edge of the Greek box. I think Teddy Sheringham won the foul and laughably tried to take the free kick. Was he mad, David? Thank the footballing gods you pushed him aside and say, "Teds, leave off. This is mine, lad." You composed yourself, knowing that everyone up and down England was praying you could do it, David. And then it happened. The free kick with more whip than a 99. It was the most gorgeous dead ball I have ever seen. You did it for us, Bex. You got us to the World Cup. Yes, granted, it didn't mean much because we got knocked out. But either way, that memory of your goal against Greece will live with me forever. Thank you, Sir David Beckham. Big love, yours faithfully, Alex Mearns, The Football Hour. There we go, football friends. That was my letter addressed to Sir David Beckham. There's nothing wrong with that. I know. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Hopefully he gets the letter, and I'm sure we'll be hearing his reply very shortly here on the Football Hour.